Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It's a journey of self-identity spanning the world's largest ocean, a personal voyage to overcome mental illness and grief that comes with the loss of one's culture. That is the basis of Aloha Vietnam, a novel about a Vietnamese-American family's odyssey through the world of mental health treatment and navigating life in a new country as they cope with leaving their homeland. The novel is a first, written by Dr. Elizabeth Nguyen, a psychiatrist based in Davis. I spoke with Dr. Nguyen back in January about her hope that this novel can help heal the wounds of generational trauma and be a beacon of hope to those suffering from mental illness. The name of your novel is Aloha Vietnam. Can you share with our listeners a quick synopsis of what this book is about and what compelled you to write it?
I would love to. So Aloha Vietnam is a novel, and I wrote a novel because I wanted to tell a story, because storytelling heals. Sharing our stories brings healing to us and others, especially around topics where there might be shame and stigma, such as trauma or mental illness. So like you already shared, Aloha Vietnam is the story of a Vietnamese-American refugee family leaving their motherland of Vietnam after the war in 1975 and settling onto the shores of Honolulu, Hawaii to start a new life in a new land and a new culture. But it's also the story of how their family navigates their adolescent daughter Aing's bipolar diagnosis and her mental health treatment and recovery. You know, not everyone writes a book, but everyone has a story. And stories aren't perfect. People aren't perfect. They're real. Life isn't perfect. It's messy. It's painful. But it's also beautiful and inspiring. And that's why I wrote this story, to bring light and awareness to the many stories of mental illness that don't get shared, that don't get spoken and seen. And I wanted to really create a heroine for this mental health journey that people can really get behind and see themselves. And, you know, everyone in this life knows someone or personally has gone through mental health experiences. So I really wanted to decrease the stigma around mental health and mental illness.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, this book is a novel, technically fiction, but it's also loosely based on your own experience growing up as a Vietnamese-American family in Hawaii. How did that shape your career in psychiatry, especially as you mentioned, there's long been a stigma surrounding mental health?
Yeah, you know, this, I get asked this question a lot, and I like to say, like, people always ask me, like, who are you in the book? And I like to say that there's a piece of me in every character in the book, because I hope that everyone sees a piece of themselves in different characters in the book. And it doesn't even matter sort of like who is who. It's about really sharing our personal experiences. So this story is deeply personal to me, because I bring from it all of my personal experiences growing up in Hawaii in a Vietnamese-American refugee family, and as now a psychiatrist working closely with patients on this mental health journey. And that has informed my journey as a cross-cultural psychiatrist. I really feel like mental illness is so hard for anyone, but especially when there's an added layer of cultural complexity, when you're dealing with terms and diagnoses that some cultures don't even have the language for.
Yeah, I mean, and according to the National Alliance on Mental Illness, Asian Americans are less likely to receive mental health treatment in this country compared to those of other racial or ethnic backgrounds. I mean, I have a background being Japanese, my mother and grandma are, and I can definitely identify with that. That resonates with me. But you're also a psychiatrist. What do you believe are some of the biggest barriers to treatments and reaching out for support within the AAPI community?
Yeah, so there's so many different barriers. I think first and foremost, there's just a lack of understanding around mental illness, of when mental health struggles come out. This is not something that we talked about growing up in our family and in culture. There was no understanding of depression or bipolar or schizophrenia or anxiety or post-traumatic stress disorder. And so these symptoms that people exhibit become misattributed or seen as personal failings or family failures that are very shameful, that need to be hidden away. And so there's a lack of just even understanding and awareness of mental health symptoms and the treatments available. And then I think there's stigma. There's still a lot of stigma across culturally around mental illness being seen as a personal failure. And that is just not true.
And this also comes at a time for many people with an immigrant background, a time of survival and just trying to figure out a new language, a new home, and also grappling with whether you want to or not, the loss of what you're leaving behind.
Yeah, and exactly. And as a cross-cultural psychiatrist working with diverse communities, so much of mental health struggles actually comes from not dealing with loss and grief. Unprocessed loss and grief leads to so much downstream mental health struggles. And so really allowing people to share their stories of loss and grief and trauma and transitions actually alleviates many downstream mental health struggles.
Yeah, I mean, these don't usually happen at a relaxing time in one's life, right? Where there's a lot of space, you know, to devote to this, especially if you weren't taught to do that. And getting to that generational aspect, the two main characters in your book, or two of the main characters, are teenager, a Vietnamese-American teenager, as well as her mother, and the teenager struggles with bipolar disorder. And her mother not only is struggling coming to terms with this mental health diagnosis, but also just wrestling with the cultural challenges as an immigrant, trying to bridge culture and traditions of her home country to her new home in Hawaii. Why was it important to tell both stories in this book?
Oh, it was so important because I feel that the generational misunderstandings between parents and their children, especially in immigrant families, is one of the biggest chasms of pain and loss and sadness. And when I work with families with cultural histories, it's the raising their family in a new culture is so hard for parents and children to navigate. And so working with families, that has always been one of my biggest goals and desires and privileges, is to help parents and children understand one another's experiences and stories. And just even from that understanding alone can come so much healing. I mean, I really want to advocate for people with mental health struggles to get treatment, because treatment works. But this book, my book, is really about showing that even just opening up stories to bring understanding to one another, even within the same family, can bring so much healing. And there's so many avenues for healing. And sharing our stories through art and writing is one that everyone can access.
Yeah, and that's something that you have clearly done with your novel. And as a psychiatrist, I mean, you also even advocate for water as being healing, and also reconnection to the natural world. In the last minute that we have, you know, walk us through that approach.
Yeah, I think being born and raised in Hawaii, my connection to the ocean, the Pacific Ocean, is a soul level connection. And I think everyone drawn to the water knows how much their love for water is healing for them. It makes them just feel peaceful and loved. And I bring that energy into my work with clients to let them know that their love for the water, their love for the ocean, their love for the natural world is a healing, soothing, calming balm and resource for all the pain and struggles that we all go through as humans. The natural world is always there to hold us and take care of us. And it's important that we take care of her and our planet and our waters as well.
Well, on that note, Dr. Nguyen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Vicky.
Dr. Elizabeth Nguyen is a psychiatrist and author of the novel Aloha Vietnam. We spoke with Dr. Nguyen back in January. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.